This is Going Public. I'm Dan Woods. From events to construction and new business openings, there is a lot going on in downtown Cape Girardeau. We spoke with Liz Haynes, Executive Director of Old Town Cape, for an update.
First of all, events and activities happening downtown. There is a lot that has already kicked off over the last couple weeks. For instance, the riverboats have returned, so we're really glad to see them after a little hiatus because of COVID. So those are back. Excited to see some new visitors all around our downtown community. As far as big events, we had the marathon that kicked off a few weeks ago. We had over 700 folks running in that, plus spectators. So those folks were visiting our downtown, eating at the restaurants, visiting our businesses. So that was really exciting.
And that was from how many states? I forget, Liz.
It was over 40.
That's over 40. Amazing.
It was incredible.
Yeah.
And the first time we've had something like that in our downtown community since the 80s. So something like that, a marathon like that. So
great.
Really, really exciting. June 15th, we have the Big BAM, which is adventure cycling. That'll bring about 150 to 200 cyclists to our downtown community. Yeah. June 22nd, we have the Great Race, which will have over about 120 great racers, which will be classic cars in our downtown. That's something we've had in the past. Got canceled because of COVID again last year, but so excited to have it here this year. And then July 10th is the Cross Country Chase, which will be hundreds of vintage motorcycles. So all kinds of fun events, which will have literally hundreds of people in our downtown community. Those are on top of the annual events that Old Town Cape puts on, such as the Cape Riverfront Market, which kicked off a few weeks ago. That, as we all know, I think, because that's a big part of many of our weekend traditions, that's on Spanish Street there at the Spanish Street lot. And this year, we, as we did last year, we closed down Spanish, so it gives it a little more of a festival feel. We did that for COVID, but we got so much positive feedback about it, we've decided to continue on with it. It's kind of nice, and it allows us to expand the number of vendors we have.
Okay, great.
So that's really great. We brought back the music and the seating, which we didn't have because of COVID, so that's been really popular. We had at the first one record attendance, record number of sales. A lot of our vendors even sold out of products, which is a great problem.
Yeah,
great problem.
Absolutely.
So that will continue every Saturday through October, 8 a.m. to noon.
Great. Yeah, great. A lot of so many good things happening.
Yep, yep. The market's really a fun one. And then Tunes at Twilight. We're very excited. We just kicked that off this weekend on Friday. Great, great event. We have a great lineup of performers there at River Campus Park this year. So that is, you know, a new space from the past being at Ivers Square. But with the construction, with Courthouse becoming City Hall, we moved to River Campus. And it is just such a great venue for that event. And adding the food trucks, you know, has been really fun. Kind of a fun addition to that. So that's every Friday evening through June 18th, and then it'll start back up again in August. So that always brings out a lot of people from the community and is a lot of fun as well.
Yeah. Some of the things you talked about that I wasn't aware of was there were a lot of new businesses, even in 2020. Downtown.
Yes, yes. We had, in fact, 21 new businesses in 2020, which to me, I feel like if we had one new business open up in the middle of a global pandemic, that would be a win. And to have 21 is just incredible and really, really exciting to see that amount of momentum in our community, because that's not the case across America. That's really not the case that you know, that you saw a lot of new businesses opening up. So that's really exciting. Specifically, we have the Broadway project between Middle and Fountain Street there. On the north side of the street is projected to be completed by year end. That will be home to 4 retail tenants on the first floor, Spec Pizza and Street Food, which will have outdoor seating, Brickwood Boutique, which is moving from Indie House. The second floor of Indie House will be moving there to that development. Kenny's Flippin' Burgers, which used to be at the mall, and they also have a food truck. They will be having space there in that area. And I announced the first public announcement, so I'll add that here. The fourth tenant is Sushi by Angel. So that is really exciting because we don't have sushi in downtown Cape. So that kind of fills that gap that we have there. There's also 6 two-bedroom apartments on the second floor, which will have private garages, second floor patios, private fitness rooms. And finally, a multifunctional, flexible community event space in the basement of that development. So that's a huge, wonderful development in that same block where the Courtyard Marriott is. which is really going to be an exciting block. A lot going on right there.
A lot going on.
Further down Broadway, we've got Speakeasy Coffee coming in. A lot of people will know the former Pitter's Lounge building.
Right.
We'll have a new coffee shop there.
You can never have too many coffee shops.
Right. Isn't that the truth? Everybody loves coffee,
that's right?
Right. There will also be 6 apartments in that space as well. The target open date for that is over the next couple months. Mm-hmm. I will say that former development target to be finished is the end of this calendar year.
Okay.
And then we have down on Main, the corner of Main and William, is the River and Rails building is what it's been named, that project. That will be retail and a restaurant. The owner is really kind of trying to maintain the integrity of the building and channel that industrial warehouse vibe that is already present there. He's currently recruiting tenants and rehabbing the building. So if you're interested in a really cool new development space for a new business that you want to open, or you're looking to relocate your business to the downtown area, maybe expand your business to downtown. Mm-hmm. If you're doing great and you want to expand to the downtown where we're seeing so much foot traffic, reach out to the Old Town Cape office and we can get you in touch with the owner of that building. The cool thing about right now is if you get in on it, he can build to suit at no extra cost. You can get, the number of square feet you want and the way you want it if you get in on it now. He's hoping to have completion of the project early fall of this year. So that's another exciting project that's going on in downtown Cape.
Another thing, some of the things that you mentioned too were the Broadway Theater. What's going on with that?
Yes. So the Broadway Theater, there is a group that has formed a nonprofit and a board of directors looking to save the Broadway Theater, to restore it and rehab the theater. We all, many of us know there was a fire, unfortunately, mm-hmm. recently at the Broadway Theater, but that hasn't stopped this group from continuing on with the efforts. There is a fundraising campaign in the works. If you can, if you go to Facebook to Cape Broadway Theater, if you like that page, you can learn more information about that ongoing fundraising effort to save the theater. There will also be a fundraiser that will be planned for mid-July that will be a family-friendly type of event with bounce houses and vendors and artwork on display and some food trucks that's currently being planned, and more information will be posted on that Facebook page about that. So really keeping our fingers crossed and hoping for the support of the community to bring that theater back to life.
And there's going to be a new arts building near the River Campus, too. What do
you
know about that?
Yes, absolutely. So they're on the corner of Morgan Oak and Frederick Street. The building is under construction and is scheduled to open in fall 2021. My understanding is it will be kind of dirty arts there in that space, which is so exciting just to see. The River Campus has been such a huge catalyst for development in our downtown community and brings folks from all over the region to see, the real first class events and activities going on there. And just so exciting to see the university's continued investment in our downtown community with the expansion there with that arts building. It's really, really cool.
So when you step back and look at all of this. There's a lot of balls in the air all at the same time on a lot of different projects. How do you keep track of all of these great
there
things?
There really are, Dan. It's amazing. You know what? It takes a village to have this kind of development, in an ongoing fashion. Old Town Cape really serves as kind of conveners and facilitators, connectors of the right stakeholders to make these development projects happen. We don't always have the power and we don't always call the shots on these things, but we make sure the right people are involved to make them happen. But it's just been so encouraging to see the number of people that are so passionate about our downtown community and want to see it thrive and want to invest in it to make it happen. So we... like I said, we really work to be those kind of connectors to make sure that the developers have the access they need and the connections they have to make these projects really come to fruition.
Well, and I guess the more good things that start to happen, that sort of attracts even more things to the area, right?
No doubt about it. People want to be a part of a winning community. And when they see that it's thriving, they see all of this momentum and energy, those projects are catalysts for kind of the next projects. It's that domino effect that we really see happening. And more folks want to be involved. We're seeing interest from folks, you know, within our community, expanding their businesses, starting new businesses, relocating to the downtown area. We're seeing it from our region with people from, you know, Poplar Bluff and Chaffee and Scott City wanting to expand their business or start a business in downtown. And then we're seeing folks, you know, even as far as St. Louis and Paducah being interested in our area. You know, they're seeing that Cape Girardeau is doing well. Cape Girardeau is thriving. It's a charming community, you know, and they want to be a part of it. I'll say that COVID has actually presented some silver linings in our community. We've had, you know, some other areas were kind of more locked down during the pandemic. A lot of the businesses weren't open in their area, so they came to Cape Girardeau. Maybe they hadn't been in Cape before, and they, you know, they saw that some of our restaurants were open and our businesses were open and their communities weren't, and so they came here, they enjoyed it, they liked what they saw, and they've come back, which has been really great to see that as well. And our downtown businesses, many of them have had record years. They are thriving. They've had record business. So that, to me, shows that more than ever, our community and the surrounding communities understand the necessity to shop local and support small. And it's just been so encouraging to see that, the community just rallying around our local businesses in support and these developers, you know, coming on board and enhancing our community and making it even better than it already is.
Liz Haynes is the executive director of Old Town Cape. Liz, thank you for this update. We appreciate your time.
Thank you so much, Dan, for having me. It's been a pleasure.
To hear more interviews, visit krcu.org.